Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. How do we solve the challenges that we face in our organizations today? How do we really understand who the people are we want to hire, how to develop the people that are already on board? This is the same challenge for every organization out there. At the same time, how do you grow? How do you maintain the culture that you want, or how do you transform that culture? All of this comes down to one element that runs through all of this, and that is getting better insight to make better decisions. And that's our focus. We're going to continue to focus around how can we measure critical factors, no matter what the action is we need to take, how can we get the very best data and insights to help us make our best decisions and take our best actions? Well, today's focus is the two pillars of character. Now, if I say the word character, what does that mean to you? I'm sure if I ask 10 people to define character, they would have similar definitions, but there would be nuances to every single one of those. That is the nature of something like character. For our purposes, I'm going to talk about a framework that I have developed along with my partner, Dr. Chuck Coker. And in that framework, we define character as someone that has a growth mindset and practices self-regulation at a high level. That's the two pillars that make up character. So let me start with a little bit of a story. It's kind of a compilation of stories, to be honest about it. For the last 10 years, I've worked with hundreds of people seeking to improve their lot in life. Okay, the definition of lot varies from person to person, but essentially it comes down to two things: greater success and greater satisfaction. That's what people are looking for. That is the drive behind personal development, professional development, just improvement in any part of someone's life. It's that desire to attain greater success and greater satisfaction. Now, how you define success and satisfaction for yourself is the key to living the life that you desire. And your definition of success and satisfaction may be very different than somebody else's. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay because it's what's important to you. It's where your values and beliefs are that drive your motivation for the success and the satisfaction that you want in life. From the recent college graduate who's trying to launch a successful career to the owner of an organization who's just a few years away from executing their exit strategy, people want very similar outcomes. They want to be good at what they do, and they want to enjoy the journey along the way. Sure, things like money and status and legacy, those play a role, but those are mostly scorecards. They don't really generate and sustain the success and satisfaction that people desire. I know there's a lot of people who will say to me, "Steve, if I had zillions of dollars, I would be a very happy, successful, and satisfied person." Folks, I want to pop your bubble here, and I'm sorry I'm doing this. I have worked with extremely wealthy people over the years, and I guarantee you that that wealth does not bring success and satisfaction. As a matter of fact, it is a huge challenge, and there are all kinds of issues that come out of that. That's a topic for another day. So the most successful and satisfied people that I know have that one common critical success factor, and that is character. Character is one of those words, as we've said, that could be defined in a multitude of ways. But after decades of observing people, the most successful and satisfied people that I have met, they have a passion to learn and to grow, and they have a commitment to practice self-regulation at a high level. And I'll define self-regulation in more depth here in a few minutes. I'm currently working with a number of clients who are trying to grow their organizations. The challenges they share are finding new employees who are the right fit. So what does that mean? Well, they got to have the skills, the experience. They need to fit the position. They need to fit the team. They need to fit the leader of the team. They need to fit the organization, and they need to fit in the culture. There's a whole lot to hiring right fit talent. That's one of the things I do for my clients, is help them hire right fit talent. And then the second thing is to develop capacity and competency in their current team members. This is a huge, huge challenge, because here's what happens, and it's where character is so important. If candidates or current employees do not have the foundation of character, that growth mindset, and that self-regulation, they will be stuck where they are right now at their current level of capacity and competence, and basically they will become a roadblock to organizational growth. I hope that doesn't come across as too harsh, because I don't mean it that way, but this is a truth. This is something I have seen happen over and over and over again. And there are no exceptions to that rule that I have yet to experience. If you don't have a growth mindset and good self-regulation, you're not going to go past where you are right now. And I have seen organizations outgrow some of their people because the organization is changing. It's a living organism, just like people are living organisms. And they need to change and adapt to the environment. And if that is not within the individual, that growth mindset and self-regulation, very difficult to change. You get more of a fixed mindset, not a growth mindset. Here's the good news, though. We can measure character, and we can gain the data and the insights that we need to make our best decisions and take our best actions. We want to be surrounded by people of high character. I know I do. And that's not always where I am in my work. And that's okay, because if they will develop a growth mindset, if they will develop in their self-regulation, then they can grow. They can expand their capacity. They can become more competent. And the very cool part about this, we can measure where they are right now in those aspects of character. We need to know that learning and growth and enhancing skills are a core value. If we believe that, we can cascade that down our organizations. So do we have that as a value? Is it a core value? Are you a deliberately developing organization? Which is a book by Keegan that came out a few years ago, An Everyone Culture, where he talks about, and there are many other authors there, by the way, I'm not trying to leave them out, but the reality is, does your organization want to grow, want to develop, want to change, want to adapt, be agile, take advantage of opportunities? Well, that's what a competitive advantage is all about. So if we can find people who understand the importance of learning and enhancing their skills, and they actually have a passion to do that, while they regulate their behavior, their communication, their feedback, their performance, and their interactions, if they can do that in a positive and productive manner, then you have the ability to unlock the full potential of an individual, of a team, and of an entire organization. So let's dive a little deeper into what is this growth mindset and self-regulation. Well, growth mindset was coined by psychologist Carol Dweck. The term growth mindset describes the belief that talents and abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. According to Dweck's research at Stanford University, individuals who hold a growth mindset are more likely to embrace challenges, to persist through obstacles, and to see effort as a path to mastery. There's a book out by her, by Carol Dweck, called Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. Self-regulation, that's the second pillar here. Self-regulation is the capacity to manage your emotions, thoughts, and behaviors effectively. It involves being aware of your impulses and making conscious decisions that align with your values. Daniel Goleman, in his work on emotional intelligence, pinpoints self-regulation as a core competency of high performers, people who can pause, reflect, and respond rather than just react. And of course, Daniel Goleman has written many books. Those are the definitions of a growth mindset and self-regulation. Now let's see how we can put that into practice in measuring, identifying, and leveraging character. So let's dive into some specific areas that are critical for an individual to have success and satisfaction in their life and their work. The first is going to be behavior. So I'm going to take that critical area and then relate it to the growth mindset and the self-regulation that are the makeup of character in our framework that we're talking about. So behavior in a growth mindset. A person with high character welcomes feedback, sees it as an opportunity to improve. They do not shy away from constructive criticism. Instead, they treat it as data that can guide their behavior. Then on the self-regulation side related to behavior, individuals with high self-regulation keep their composure under stress, choosing thoughtful responses over impulsive reactions. They're consistent and reliable because they consistently and consciously align their actions with their goals and their values. What's the next area? It's communication. Well, a growth mindset in communication, somebody with high character communicates in an open way and they learn from conversations, even difficult conversations. They avoid a fixed, I know it all kind of mindset and stance, and they remain curious about others' perspectives. That's a big deal because that's what the practice of empathy is in emotional intelligence, is being curious about other people's ideas, thoughts, perspectives, and feelings. Self-regulation in communication, by listening actively and pausing before speaking, people can foster clarity and respect. Isn't that interesting how that works? They recognize when emotions might escalate a conversation, and they intentionally use techniques such as breathing exercises or a quick mental timeout to maintain a productive dialogue. Self-regulation is a big deal, as is a growth mindset, but you can see how it's actually two different things working in parallel. The desire to learn, to grow, to be curious, along with the desire to be self-regulating, to ensure that the way you're showing up for people is the way you intend to show up for other people. The next area is leadership. A growth mindset in leadership. Leaders of high character see every challenge as a chance for team learning. They empower those around them to new strategies, new ideas, to innovation, and then they pivot when it's necessary. A willingness to adapt and learn is central to their leadership style. Self-regulation in leadership. Such leaders remain calm during crisis. They make decisions that are well considered rather than reactionary. They model resilience, inspiring confidence and stability in their teams. I want more leaders like that. As a matter of fact, that's a big part of my work, is to help leaders become more like that. What about goal setting? That's another major area. Growth mindset and goal setting. People with high character establish goals that stretch their capabilities. They don't fear failure. They view it as a springboard for innovation and improved outcomes. What about self-regulation in goal setting? They monitor their progress consistently and make intentional adjustments to stay on track. If the original plan doesn't work, they pivot instead of abandoning their ambitions altogether. The next area would be relationships. A growth mindset in relationships. They view conflicts and disagreements as moments for learning about themselves and about other people. They strive to grow stronger connections even when disagreements arise. What does self-regulation in relationships look like? Well, high-character individuals manage emotional triggers during tough conversations. They communicate respectfully, and they apologize when it's necessary. This balance helps sustain long-term positive relationships, both personally and professionally. And then in social skills, this is such a big area, social skills. A growth mindset in social skills, they remain open to learning from social interactions, new cultural experiences, fresh viewpoints, or even novel communication methods. Self-regulation in social skills, people read social cues effectively if they have high character, and then they adjust their approach. Instead of forcing a one-size-fits-all style, they adapt to the context and to the people involved. Okay, we have talked about some critical areas. Now let's get to the good stuff. How do we measure character? How can we literally try to understand the kinds of data that can be gathered to give us the insight we need to make our best decisions and take our best actions? Well, I'm going to go over just right now three assessments that I use all the time to help people see the level of character that a candidate has, or that one of their employees has, or one of their leaders has. This is so important because we need to know where we are now, where that person is now, and what level their character is, because we need to make good decisions. Do we want to hire those people or not? Do we want to develop these people? If so, where are the gaps? Where are the opportunities? So let's talk about that. The first one is mindsets or motivators. This type of assessment gauges what fundamentally drives a person. Are they motivated by achievement, or recognition, or altruism, or growth? By uncovering the motivators, you can see if someone naturally leans toward a growth mindset. So, how does this relate to character? A consistent motivator like learning and development often correlates with a belief that abilities can be cultivated over time. Someone who values personal and professional growth typically embodies stronger resilience and an openness to change. And that openness to change, or that willingness to embrace change, is so critical in our world today. There are a lot of tools that do that. I use a tool from TTI Success Insights that is spot on for the things we're measuring when we're trying to measure character. Well, the next type of assessment is, of course, an emotional intelligence assessment. There are all kinds of providers of emotional intelligence assessments out there. My good friend, Dr. Chuck Coker, has come up with his own that I have worked with him on at Life Thrive. It's the Life Thrive Emotional Intelligence Assessment. There are emotional intelligence assessments from other organizations, like 6 Seconds or the EQI 2.0. And that just gives you a sense of where you can go look for these things. But let's break this down. How does emotional intelligence and those assessments, how do they actually help us with measures of character? Well, emotional intelligence measure competencies such as self-awareness, empathy, and self-regulation. They highlight how well a person can manage their emotions and, frankly, manage the emotional environment created by other people, which is vital for demonstrating maturity in stressful or high-pressure circumstances. How does this relate to character? High EQ typically goes hand in hand with balanced ethical behavior and high performance. People strong in EQ are more likely to communicate effectively, resolve conflicts in a positive way, and lead others compassionately. The next one I'm going to talk about is the habit story assessment. And if you've heard any of my previous podcast episodes before, you'll know I've talked about this assessment. It's fairly new. It isn't as well known, but trust me on this. It is one of the most impactful assessments I have ever seen and ever used for a variety of reasons. The habit story assessment delves into the consistent patterns and habits that define a person's daily actions, how they respond to stress, how they prioritize tasks, how they generally move through the world. How does this relate to character? A habit story assessment report provides deep context on whether a person is practicing a growth mindset or a fixed mindset in their day-to-day life. If they consistently break negative patterns and build on positive patterns or habits, it's a good indication of strong self-regulation. And there are so many other things I could talk about with the habit story assessment, and I will do that in a future episode where we will talk more about the habit story assessment. But that should give us a good idea of the fact that we can actually measure character in people right now. And that is so important because it's going to help you make better hiring decisions. It's going to help you know how to develop your people because you have to have growth in your people if the organization is going to grow. And all of that becomes your competitive advantage in the marketplace. I always like to conclude these episodes with very practical ways of doing things or thoughts about the value or the benefits or how to put these things into play. So why are these insights important? What is the whole big deal about why I'm sharing this with you? Well, I want you to first think about hiring people and developing people and then the culture that you want to live in. So really three different areas. The first one is hiring the right fit talent. We've talked about what that looks like as far as what does right fit mean. It's multidimensional. When you're screening potential hires, it's not just about their skills or their experience. You want to ensure that they exhibit both a growth mindset and very solid self-regulation. Think of self-regulation as self-leadership. Does somebody lead themselves well? What's the proof for this? Well, a 2020 study by LinkedIn found that 91% of talent professionals agree that soft skills like a growth mindset are vital to the future workplace. So how do the assessments help us measure this? Well, the mindsets, motivators, and the EQ assessments highlight if a candidate is adaptable, resilient, and able to self-manage or self-regulate. These are traits essential to a good culture fit and good long-term success. Okay, let's shift gears from hiring to developing people that are already in the organization, and that includes leaders. Once you have the right people in place, the goal is to help them flourish, or we like to say thrive. High character allows employees and leaders to perpetuate a positive cycle. They're open to feedback. They learn quickly from mistakes. They model responsible behavior. That is a wonderful cycle to have. What's the proof of this? Research from the Center for Creative Leadership shows that effective leadership development is highly correlated with emotional intelligence and adaptability. And that is my primary focus, is neuroscience, emotional intelligence. And of course, I use all of these other tools like habit story and DISC for personality and mindsets and motivators. All of these tools have a role. And the goal here is the outcome. Well, let's focus on the outcomes. If you've ever made a bad hire, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That is a painful process. I have a root canal that I got many, 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 many years ago when I was a sales manager and made a bad hire and ground my teeth for long enough that it was destructive. And that's not a good thing. That's a lot of stress. Let's get past that. Let's get better data and better insights to make better decisions so we don't have those negative outcomes. But developing people is so critical. And that's where emotional intelligence and mindsets and motivators and the habit story can really make a big difference. The use of these tools helps us measure how individuals will progress in regulating themselves, their emotions, how they'll handle interpersonal challenges. I'm sure you know this, but there is no such thing of leaving your emotions at the door when you walk into work. What happens at home, what happens in your life, carries over to work. What happens at work carries over into your life. And this whole compartmentalization thought process that really is not such a bad thing in itself, but it isn't really highly effective for most people. And it doesn't make much sense, because if you keep pushing something down under pressure long enough, when it exceeds the pressure limit, really bad things happen. People blow up. They probably do it at the worst possible time and say things that they don't mean to say, do things they don't mean to do. We don't want that. Let's head that off. Let's be proactive in managing that. The habit story assessment, when it comes to developing people, can highlight personal strengths and blind spots. It's a great assessment for knowing and showing blind spots. And that's so important to developing people. And we want to create a culture that thrives. That's the third big outcome here. Culture is not just a set of rules or beliefs. It's a living ecosystem formed by people's attitudes and their actions. When your workforce collectively values growth and self-regulation, what we're calling character, you get a healthier, more collaborative environment. The proof of this, organizational behavioral research from Harvard Business Review suggests that cultures emphasizing psychological safety, continuous learning, and accountability see higher levels of innovation and employee retention. How do the assessments help with this? Well, frankly, it helps you find character, whether you're in a hiring process or whether you're developing people, and it guides you into how to shape a culture where people are engaged, they're ethical, and they're forward-thinking. That comes from a growth mindset and the ability to lead yourself well, or what we call self-regulation. Each individual's growth mindset and self-regulation feed into the collective resilience that allows the organization to adapt and thrive. There's a lot here, isn't there? Let me bring it all together. Character is more than just a buzzword. It's the cornerstone of a growth-oriented, emotionally healthy, and high-performing workforce. By focusing on the two critical pillars, growth mindset and self-regulation, we're not only investing in the success of individuals, but also the sustainability of the entire organization. Mindsets, motivators, assessments, the EQ assessments we've talked about, the habit story assessment, collectively offer a comprehensive view of a person's motivations, their emotional competence, and day-to-day behavioral patterns. When you put those three things together, you can measure things like character in a way that gives you insight that is far beyond what we've had in the past. For hiring, we identify candidates who align with your organization's values and culture and demonstrate the traits of high character to ensure a solid foundation and, frankly, to shorten the runway for them to be fully productive. For development, providing feedback and coaching guided by real data, what I call a data-driven approach to development. For the culture, cultivating a culture that prizes learning and responsible behavior, which transforms the workplace into a hub of innovation and integrity. That sounds like a great place to work, doesn't it? You know what it also sounds like? A lot of success and satisfaction, which is what people are looking for. And it's not in a paycheck. It's not in a bonus. It's in these day-to-day actions, this day-to-day culture, this ecosystem that we're talking about. When you systemically leverage assessments like these, you gain precise insights into a person's potential and how they might operate within your team. In a competitive business landscape, building a workforce and a leadership team that exemplifies high character is a strategic advantage, and we can't afford to overlook that. Measuring character through the right assessments is an essential step toward a workplace where people, teams, and entire organizations reach their full potential. You need the best data to make your best decisions. And that's what this can do. And it all comes down to character. We can measure character. Now, in future episodes, we'll talk about the other three C's that are so critical to success and satisfaction. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.